This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Boy, the judges are out to get us. If you heard the start of my show, some good news about Trump, but it's just, I keep comparing it to my dad's battle at Okinawa. You know, my dad fought at the most vicious, bloody battle of the entire World War II, worse even than the Battle of the Bulge, worse than D-Day. Okinawa, there's never been a worse battle to take a little tiny island with the enemy dug in inside caves, dug in caves under the ground, and it took a Herculean effort, and you had to burn them with fire. I mean, it was just horrible. Anybody who saw that was probably scarred for life. I'm sure my father had PTSD. It was inch by inch we took Okinawa, inch by inch. And that's how we're winning back America with Trump. He's winning a lot, but he's losing a lot, man. There's just so many dirty bureaucrats and dirty agency heads and dirty judges and dirty government employees. They're all fighting us like cats and dogs. It's unbelievable. Trump's had more success with the government of Mexico than with his own administration. You know, it's unbelievable. Border apprehensions dropped to the lowest level since March. Why? Because Trump threatened Mexico with a trade war. And Mexico said we'll bring troops to the border. And they did more than Congress has ever done. They did more than the Democratic Party's ever done. They did more than the RINOs have ever done. They did more than Trump's own agency heads have ever done. And so now there's increased enforcement in Mexico following Trump's threat of tariffs. The Mexican government has done more to reduce and drop illegal immigration than anything America's ever done. Our government is so corrupt, it may be worse than Mexico. That's how bad it is. You know, the Mexican government is completely owned by the Mexican drug cartels. Completely. 100%. And that's why they allowed all this to happen. But Trump's the first guy who threatened him and threatened him and threatened him and threatened him. And finally, a threat worked. He said, I'll just shut you down. I'll destroy your whole country. I'll destroy all the trade. All your factories will go out of business. And your people will all be unemployed. There'll be revolution in the streets. And at that threat, that was more than even the people bribed by the Mexican drug cartel could overcome. They had to give in to Trump. So they brought troops to the border, and now the border apprehensions dropped dramatically. That, my friends, is called power. Trump exercised it. And I keep saying the judges in America get in our way. Another day, another corrupt activist Obama judge, legislating from the bench, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, U.S. District Judge for the District of Columbia. Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson temporarily blocked deportation of two migrants who claimed the Trump administration's new lesson plan for asylum officers makes it harder to prove fear of returning to their home country. Oh, poor babies. In April, the Trump administration revised training guidelines for asylum officers in an effort to stop the unprecedented surge of migrants seeking asylum. The changes in the guidelines could potentially lead to more denials, poor babies, and more deportations before migrants' full cases can be heard. Now an activist Obama judge is using these lesson plans as a way to block the Trump administration from getting the border crisis under control. Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Director Ken Cuccinelli slammed the activist judge. If judges can go after lesson plans, what's next? The route I take to work? Yeah! Don't you understand? That's the same thing as the judge did in blocking changing lawyers so Trump can win on the citizenship question on the census. It's the same thing. Judges just make up rules as they go along. And they're wrong about everything. They don't care what the people think, but they're wrong about everything. Here's the latest poll. 5 in 9 Hispanics and 6 in 10 Black Americans support the citizenship question on the census. The latest Harvard-Harris poll. Now, again, you know this poll doesn't poll likely voters. It oversamples Democrats, and it polls anyone registered with a pulse. And still, 5 in 9 Hispanics and 6 in 10 Black Americans support the citizenship question on the census. This is the Harvard-Harris poll. Harvard, as in communist Ivy League Harvard, reveals a majority of Hispanic voters, 55%, and nearly 6 in 10, almost 60%, of Black American voters, 59% to be exact, said they support a question on the upcoming census that would ask U.S. residents whether they're American citizens or not. Overall, 67% of U.S. voters said the citizenship question should be on the census, including 72% of white people. Nearly 9 in 10 Republicans, 63% of swing voters, 64 to 69% of working class Americans. Not sure what that means. I've never heard of a poll that says 64 to 69. What do you mean 64 to 69? Which one is it? Why is it in the middle there somewhere? I don't know. But a lot of them. So pretty much everyone who works for a living wants that census question of citizenship. Almost everybody who's in a swing state wants it. Every Republican wants it, every white person wants it, and a majority of Blacks and Latinos want it. But of course the judges don't want it, because they're bought off by the Mexican drug cartel. Don't you see what's happening in this country? They're bought off by big government, they're bought off by the Koch brothers, they're bought off by the deep state, they're bought off by the D.C. swamp. They're bought off by everybody. You do realize the citizenship question has been on every census other than Obama's. And even Obama asked it for the first few years of his presidency in the census, but he asked it in both Spanish and English. It's ridiculous that the Supreme Court voted the way they did. But again, I keep telling you, Judge Roberts is corrupt. Corrupt. Now, in America, everybody's for it. How about in Mexico? A majority of Mexicans supports a crackdown on the migrant caravan. So it's not just Americans. It's even the deep state in Mexico is on the side of the Mexican drug cartel, but not the people. It's the same as America. The government is bribed. The people are bribed. The people are poor. They know what the truth is. They have common sense. But not the politicians. Why? You mean just because you go to Harvard, you don't have common sense? Because I guarantee you the entire leadership in Mexico also went to Harvard. The leadership of every country in the world went to Harvard. The leadership of every country in the world is a graduate of Goldman Sachs. They're all from the same cloth, cut from the exact same cloth. And that alone doesn't make them bad. It helps. It rots their brain from the inside out. But trust me when I tell you, the real factor is they've all got $10 million in a Swiss or a Cayman bank account or a Belize bank account offshore from the Mexican drug cartels. That's why the borders are open. That's why Mexico let them all come in. And that's why they won't build a wall in the United States. But the people are on our side. The Associated Press reports the Mexican citizens are expressing support for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's crackdown on Central American migrants. The report indicates that Mexicans grew weary of the repeated migrant caravans moving through their towns in 2018-2019. The truth is it's a problem for everyone. It's better they be sent back to their own countries, says Jorge Parada Leon, a Mexico City message delivery worker. Crossing Mexico is dangerous. A lot of them have died. They should fix the problems they have in their home countries. A Mexican government worker expressed López Obrador should focus on the people of Mexico instead of being compassionate with the migrants who come from other countries. He should support the Mexican people. Wow, you know what this means? Everywhere in the world, they want to make Mexico great again. They want to make France great again. They want to make Austria great again. They want to make Australia great again. They want to make Singapore great again. The people of each country want to do what Trump's done for America. You know? But the people are bribed by the Mexican drug cartel. It's the leaders that are, and that's the problem. Initially, the Northern Triangle migrants were welcomed by the Mexican population. Polling indicated a near 50-50 split on whether the country should stop the caravans from entering Mexico. Now 61.5% of the Mexicans polled support stopping the migrants, and only 33% are opposed to stopping them. As for asylum for the migrants, those supporting the remaining in Mexico with asylum fell from 48% in October to 37% in June. Those opposed to asylum rose from 38% to 57%. Do you understand what that means? They don't want them there. Just like we don't want them here. Nobody wants them. Just like nobody wants the Palestinians, man. I'm just stating facts. It's not Israel doesn't want the Palestinians. Jordan doesn't want the Palestinians. Egypt doesn't want the Palestinians. Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. Iraq doesn't want them. Iran doesn't want them. Kuwait doesn't want them. Nobody wants the Palestinians. It's not a Jew problem. It's not an Israeli problem. It's not an American problem. Nobody in the Middle East, no Muslim country wants the Palestinians. Nobody wants these migrants either. Because once you let them in, they drag your country down. It's not a race issue. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're from Haiti or Central America or Mexico or Israel. And they're my fellow Jews. It doesn't matter. What I want is immigrants who work for a living and are educated and come with some money and come with some skills and speak English. And if you don't do that, you're going to drag my country down. Even the people of Mexico can see that when you let immigrants in, you drag your country down. The AP also reported President Lopez Obrador's approval rating in Mexico has held fast at somewhere between 66 and 72%. Wow, big numbers. After he implemented the immigration crackdown in response to President Trump's threat of tariffs. So the people of Mexico agree with Trump. You know, one of my buddies just got back from Russia. That's right. One of Wainwright's buddies, big Republican, big entrepreneur, very wealthy guy here in Las Vegas. Just visited Russia for 2 weeks. First time in his life he'd ever been there. And everywhere he went, he asked the Russian people, bartenders, waiters, waitresses, businessmen, people in the street, they all love Trump. In Russia, they all love Trump. If you ask the people anywhere in the world, they love Trump. Not if you ask the migrants, not if you ask the illegals, not if you ask the people on welfare, but you ask the people that work for a living everywhere in the world. They love Trump. Just like in America, they love Trump. Silent majority loves Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you will make make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. We love our Fordham Resources. They are a publicly traded company. They are diversified. It's a natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. If the gold market is set to explode, which many bright people think it is, well, then they own a 180-square-mile city of gold mining property. They also own 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They've got all the properties you need. Then they've got the management you need. Their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, is the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, but make your own educated decision. Decide for yourself by checking them out. Get yourself educated. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. Review it and then make your own decision. Ticker symbol FTMR. Fordham Resources. F-O-R RTM is the sponsor of the show. By the way, I went into a tirade yesterday. I mean a positive tirade, not one of my usual root rant angry tirades, but a positive tirade about what a great man Ross Perot was and how he was Trump before Trump was Trump. And how right was I? Ross Perot's last political act was donating to Donald Trump. How about that one? You know, and by the way, there are going to be some who say, all Ross Perot ever talked about was the deficit, the debt. You know, how could he have been a Trump guy when Trump's increased the debt? Well, first of all, it's Congress that controls spending, not the president. Although I will admit, if Trump was perfect, and nobody's perfect, but if Trump was my perfect guy, he would veto, right, the budget. And say, I'm not gonna sign the budget until you cut some spending. Stop spending like madmen. But nobody ever does that. What can I tell you? Obama sure didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. Clinton didn't do it. Nobody did it. So Trump's not doing it either. He's doing a great job at everything except the deficit and the debt keep going up. And you say, well, Ross Perot cared about deficit and the debt. Really? His last act was to give money to Donald Trump. Former presidential candidate Ross Perot recently passed away after battling cancer, but before he did, he provided the blueprint for a Trump victory. He wrote not one, but two checks to Trump's re-election campaign. I told you, Trump is a man of the people. Perot was a man of the people. Trump was a billionaire who really cared about average, middle-class, working-class people. Perot was a billionaire who cared about working-class and middle-class people. Trump loves veterans and active military. Perot loved veterans and active military. Very much alike. And they both believed in a trade war because they know America's getting ripped off. And all the jobs are going to Mexico and China. In his last documented political act, self-made billionaire, two-time presidential candidate Ross Perot wrote out two checks to President Trump's re-election campaign before succumbing to his battle with leukemia at the age of 89. So very cool. Very cool. As Democratic strategist James Carville, see, I didn't even know about this when I went into my tirade yesterday, telling you Trump was Perot, Perot is Trump. You know, Trump was there in the Perot days and sounded like him, and Perot is there now giving a donation to Trump. Even James Carville said, if Donald Trump is the Jesus of the disenchanted, displaced, non-college white voter, then Perot was John the Baptist of that sort of movement. The checks for the maximum amount legally allowed, with one of the checks being for the 2020 general election. So Ross Perot, to the very end, believed that Donald Trump was the second coming of Ross Perot, just as I told you. And Trump did have a win today, by the way. With all these horrible judges, he finally got a win. An appeals court dismisses the emoluments clause lawsuit in a huge win for Trump. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday dismissed the lawsuit filed by D.C. and Maryland claiming President Trump is violating the emoluments clause of the Constitution because foreign government officials stay at Trump's D.C. hotel. The attorney generals of D.C. and Maryland brought the lawsuit 2 years ago, and the ruling from a unanimous three-judge panel asserting they lacked the legal standing to bring the lawsuit is a big win for Trump. The clause is a provision that bars U.S. presidents from accepting gifts from foreign governments without permission from Congress first. Huge win for Trump. And the good news is Trump can make some money in hotels. None of your business who stays there. Do you think Mr. Marriott knows every guest that stays at a Marriott? Do you think if someone stayed at a Marriott that was a foreign official, that would mean Marriott is taking bribes from a foreign official? A little bit ridiculous. And here's a new report out. Kamala Harris, according to her father, her ancestors owned slaves. Isn't that funny? Here's the woman who wants to do everything for black people. Here's the woman who wants reparations. Here's the woman who wants to hand out $100 billion so black people can buy homes. And her ancestors owned slaves. It's not Wayne Root saying it. It's her own daddy saying it. They're all full of crap. Everyone in the entire Democratic ticket is full of crap. And two little non-political notes here. Ticking time bomb. California nuclear plants are lined up all along the San Andreas Fault. Can you imagine if the big one hits and all these nuclear plants are along the San Andreas Fault? Six of them right along the San Andreas Fault. Wow.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is defending a plea deal he helped broker for sex offender, wealthy financier, and Democratic donor Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
A grand jury convened by the district attorney of Palm Beach County had charged Epstein with a lesser offense. He would have avoided prison altogether.
Vice President Mike Pence is leading a group of bipartisan senators to the border later this week. Now, the senators will be taking a look at detention centers where illegal aliens and asylum seekers are being held. Mark Short is the vice president's chief of staff. He tells Fox Business that there's a lot of misinformation going around.
What you're going to see the vice president do is take a group bipartisan, you said, Senate Judiciary Committee, down to the detention centers and really highlight what is happening inside there, because, candidly, Maria, there's just been such a gross mischaracterization of what's happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I just finished telling you in one of my patented Root rants that all the government officials on the Democratic side of the United States of America, all the politicians and all the government officials in general on any side, and in Mexico, all the government officials and all the politicians, there's so many trillions of dollars of drugs and human trafficking. There's so much bribe money floating around. I sincerely believe many of the Democratic Party politicians and government officials are bribed by the Mexican drug cartels. And no sooner I say that, one of my great friends and great fans on this show, great guy, his name is Keith, and he's a former cop out of the Detroit area. He just sent me a link to an article. U.S. Customs has just seized a ship owned by J.P. Morgan after authorities found $1 billion worth of cocaine on it. $1 billion! One of the largest drug busts in the history of America. A half dozen crew members have been arrested. What do you think that they could pay a guy who makes like $50,000 a year to work on a ship to get $1 billion in legally into port? Do you think they could give him, while he's making $50,000 a year, maybe like $250,000 cash, $500,000 cash, $1 million cash to each of the five guys? While they're working all day long to make $50,000 a year, do you really believe that guys and gals would stay honest when you could offer that kind of money? Do you think sheriffs are honest? Cops are honest? Do you think politicians are honest? Do you think all the government employees and government bureaucrats are honest? The agency heads? There are a lot of corrupt people in this country because they're waving money at them that is such incredible funny money you can't make it in 100 lifetimes. All right. Let me bring my guest on, who's one of the best investigative journalists I've ever seen in my life. He's a former U.S. Army military police veteran. This guy can't be bought. He writes the most incredible stuff I've ever seen. Former law enforcement, Baltimore Post Examiner, investigative reporter, Doug Papa, who's written the best stuff ever about the Vegas massacre. He's like the only honest man left in the world. Doug Papa, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. Nice to be back on the show.
I mean, you write stuff that is so amazing, and nobody in the real media wants to carry it, which is so mind-blowing. I think I left something out of my rant. It's not just government employees that are corrupt. It's not just bureaucrats that are corrupt. It's not just politicians who are corrupt. It's not just some of the police that are corrupt. It's also the media. The media won't report how bad things are and how much corruption there is because they have too much to lose. You know, they're all tied in with the big corporations and the politicians, they're all in bed together. Don't you find it amazing, the stuff you've written about the Vegas massacre that nobody wants to cover?
You know what the disgrace is? I get so many emails from families of people who were killed and the survivors who were shot, and they all comment on my stories. When people say, even cops, that I have to go to Baltimore to find out what's happening in Las Vegas. And the sad thing about it, Wayne, is I've been sending links for a year and a half of all my stories. It goes to the media out here, the TV stations, the print media and everything. Not once have they ever got a call from any of them saying, hey, we'd like to follow up. You don't have to ask my fish. Follow up. They don't follow up on nothing that I broke, and it's amazing.
Now, no way. You can't say no one. You can't say no one because Wayne Allen Root is the one guy, right?
That's correct. You had me on the show. We brought out a lot of stuff in my stories.
And don't forget my column in the Las Vegas Review Journal where I said that Officer Cordell Hendricks was a coward just like the guy down in Florida, and he should be fired like the guy in Florida. In the whole country, the only guy who broke that story was you, Doug Papa, and the only guy who had the balls to write about it in the middle of Vegas was Wayne Root. And 18 months later, they finally fired the coward of Las Vegas, Officer Cordell Hendricks. But it took our writing. That's it. Only two people, you and me.
don't hold your breath, because he's in arbitration, and yeah. The president of the PPA out here, the union, is defending him, says he should never have got fired. Now, let me say something before, because I'm just boiling inside. I just listened to Sheriff Dombato's press conference on this after-action report that they just released, and I read it real fast.
So this was this was just released today. Make sure everybody knows this is kind of the wrap-up and the sum-up of the Vegas massacre that all these months later, for the first time, just got released today, and I happened to book Doug for the show like a week ago. I didn't know it was going to be released today. So go ahead and break to us what they said.
Okay, I'll sum it up in two letters. The letter B for Baker and S for Sam. Put those two letters together and you get BS. It's a disgrace. What he said at that press conference, what's the bigger disgrace, is that the media that sat there that had no backbone to ask him the hard questions. I'm reading through this report right before the show right now as much as I can. It's all a bunch of BS. It's about this, that, who helped this one, you know, what happened after. This is such a disgrace to the people who were killed. I want to read a sentence that they have the section about inside the Mandalay Bay Resort. Listen to what they put in their action after action report. Total freaking disgrace. They're talking about Hendricks and Boston. They don't mention them. They said, from there, they relayed over the radio that they heard automatic gunfire one floor above them. Two LVMPA officers stood one floor below the shooter and could hear automatic gunfire. A few minutes later, the officers and hotel security officers entered the stairwell leading to the 32nd floor. Now listen to this. Oh, this is unbelievable. Unsure of what was taking place, the officers remained on the stairwell landing until the other people got there a half hour later.
And
it's a lie. What are they talking about? How can they publish stuff like this?
I don't know. But
we all saw the body camera footage and the audio. Hendricks and everybody knew people were getting slaughtered across the street. Cops were getting fired upon. They got the balls to put that in a goddamn, into an after-action report that they did not know what was going on. They knew exactly what was going on. They did absolutely nothing. They stayed on that floor. So did the three officers, the security officers on top. They did nothing. How can you put that in a police after-action report? What a freaking disgrace to the people who were killed and the survivors of the shooting. Come on, man. I mean, people
got to speak about it. Doug, calm down. You're like me. You get excited when you see injustice. I get it. So what I wanted to say to you was, how could they put that in the report? If that was true, then they would not have fired Officer Hendricks. But they did quietly fire him 18 months later because of basically dereliction for duty. He stood there like a little wussy wetting his pants, saying, oh, my God, oh, make my legs move. Please, God, make my legs move. He's a disgrace to police officers. And everybody saw it, and they waited 18 months. Because they wanted to keep it quiet. Now the report lies again, even though they fired him, the very people who wrote the report? Is that right?
Unsure of what was taking place, the officers remained on the stairwell landing. They knew exactly what was going on. He even said in his police report, and we heard it on his police radio when they released the body cam footage, what a disgrace to put that in the report. It doesn't say nothing. It doesn't say absolutely nothing. Now, there's another thing, okay? This is what Lombardo says at the press conference. Oh, because of we put everything together and we learned from mistakes, he says, this is a back quote here, high-rise areas facing open-air venues will be more secured. Now, let me tell you something about that. I wrote about that also. They knew before October 1st that the threat from an elevated position from a sniper attack was possible because they had the training in 2012 at the Old Sahara Hotel when the FBI came out and the SWAT people there and security professionals before it was being changed to the SLS Hotel. They put a mannequin in one of the high-rise towers of the Old Sahara Hotel, an FBI sniper from Quantico from a hostage rescue team, and an FBI helicopter hovering over the strip took the shot to show they could take out somebody shooting from a hotel high-rise from a helicopter and or the ground. They knew that in around 2012 because who was there? The former deputy chief of Metro was now hired by corporate security back then. He was there. He's still in charge of corporate security for MGMRI. It gets even worse because 2 years later in 2014, they got the convicted felon with the small arsenal in one of the high-rise towers of Mandalay Bay, and one of the weapons when the maid came in was pointing, you know, the window. The window was closed, but pointing out the window towards the strip. 308 bolt-action rifles, 223 assault rifles, suppressor. LVMP NYPD, the FBI, and Metro all knew about that. They were all involved. So don't tell me, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, that you could not take preventive measures by putting snipers at the Route 91 festival before it started for 3 days. This is just nonsense, and it gets even worse. I did a story the other day about the SWAT guy that didn't even know what Route 91 was.
Yes, here's the deal. Hold on. I want to dig into that one. We're going to go to a break in about 2 minutes. And I want to dig into that one in the very next segment. I want that to be the entire last segment of this hour, is digging into what that SWAT officer said, because I think that's a monstrous story that's been ignored by the media. But right now, in the last 2 minutes we've got, I want to ask you a simple question. We're on with Doug Papa. What else did you learn today that's total BS? Was there anything new today that's total BS?
Well, yes. They asked him, is the report going to mention anything that happened to the officers who failed to act or anything like that? He said, no, that's not going to be addressed. Yeah. Well, how come the sheriff in Florida, who they got out of there, at least after he looked at the video the day later, he came out and he said, I'm disgusted, I'm sick, what I saw in the video. The guy said, he's not addressing it, it's not even mentioned in here. And I sent them an email the other day, because I'm told by cops there were other coward cops that night. They do not respond to me, and I got some of the names. I'm not going to say it on the air, but they know that I know, because cops are telling me this. I don't make this stuff out of my head. I don't have to sit down and write these stories. Cops give me the information. I ask them for response. And another thing, let's go back to Hendricks for a second. I sent them a media request when I broke the story that they fired Hendricks a month after that we broke the story. We broke that story back on June 6th. 2 days before, I sent them an email. I said, police officers tell me, and actually, three dispatchers told me when I called up, he's no longer employed. They never answered me. They knew on June 4th when I sent them that email that they had fired him 2 months before. And another thing, how do you keep something like that quiet? I still can't fathom that. You fire the guy who was all over the world as the coward cop who stood by with people getting slaughtered and cops getting shot at, his own colleagues. They fire him, and nobody talks about it until cops would
tell
him.
Hey, Doug, I got to cut you off just because the music's on. We're going to a break. When we get back, I want to discuss the most explosive allegation of any of Doug Papa's columns following the Vegas massacre about a SWAT officer who had no idea what was going on, which tells you the entire Vegas Police Department had no idea what was going on. We'll be right back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Or actually, War Now is the name of the show now, but in just 5 days, we've become Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, which is a much better description of what I do in this show. And this interview is a good example of it. Doug Papa and I talking about the Vegas Massacre. Look, I just tell you the truth. I tell you what we know. But I don't allow cover-ups on this show. And there's so many cover-ups involving the government in this country. It's amazing. People think Mexico is corrupt. United States, pretty damn bad, too. Before we get back to Doug Papa and the Vegas Massacre, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And right now they've got 50% off. Not 15, 50% off all their products, all of which have alkaline structured silver. The most amazing stuff I've ever swallowed or put on my skin or used as soap or used as mouthwash or put in my mouth as a lozenger. This stuff is amazing. That's my personal testimony. Silver destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. If you've ever suffered from colds or gut problems or skin conditions or yeast problems or candida or brain fog or leaky gut syndrome, they've got some answers for you. So give them a call. You can only buy it, not in stores, but only right here. Phone number, toll-free anywhere in the country, or website, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Either way, whether you call or go to the website, use the promo code ROOT50, as in Wayne ROOT50, and you get 50% off just for the next 2 weeks to celebrate the July 4th holiday. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. All right, now back to our United States military police veteran, former law enforcement officer, Doug Papa from the Baltimore Post-Examiner, an investigative reporter who has been on top of this Vegas massacre like no one I've ever seen in my entire life, and he's the only one I've seen that tells the truth about, you know, what he sees. He doesn't draw any massive conclusions. He just tells you what he sees. And so you watched the video, and you heard and saw a SWAT officer leaving the room after they found the dead body of the killer, and you saw him leaving the room, and he says, "Hey, is Route 91 a club here?" He didn't know what the Route 91 festival was. Now, you as a law enforcement officer, tell me what that might mean, because to me, it's shocking that they just found the guy dead who had killed 50-plus people, injured 500-plus from the Route 51 festival, and the SWAT officer responding had no idea what Route 51 meant.
Yeah, he had no idea. They had already breached the room. They were leaving the team, and he stops at the elevated core. There was a bunch of officers there and security, and he says, "Hey, is Route 91 a club here?" Meaning a nightclub. Somebody responds to him and says, "No, it's across the street. It's that festival, that big open area right across the street." He says, because he was firing at that, they said, "Yeah, they had already breached the room. This is about 11:45 the night of October 1st. This tells me," and I put in my story, then go to the Baltimore Police Examiner and read it. I said, "This tells me a lack of leadership and command." I mean, I don't know what those people were thinking. In other words, what they did was, obviously the SWAT team before Route 91 was not even told about a three-day music festival with 20,000 attendees. Otherwise, they all would have known. You say, "Hey, guys, this is what's going on in case you have to be deployed." And what happened? They had to be deployed. He didn't know what Route 91. What makes it worse, I talked to some cops who were responding from outside the Convention Center Area Command, where the Route 91 festival is located at, and they said when it came on Friday, they were shooting at Route 91. Some of them thought that was a street that they were unfamiliar with, a street route. I mean, I talked to one cop that told me they didn't even announce it briefing anything about a Route 91 at these other area commands. I mean, that's Joe Lombardo's stupidity. He's a liar. He's incompetent, and that's the way he runs his police department. That is a freaking disgrace. It has nothing to do with the SWAT officer. I'm not going to mention his name. He honestly didn't know. He didn't know because somebody didn't tell him.
And by the way, from reading your columns, I know something that the average person doesn't know, that there was at least one other coward in the Vegas Police Department who literally was some sort of a sergeant and handed his gun to the other officer that was under him and said, "I'm getting out of here. Here's my gun." He had the long gun. "Here's my gun. See you later." And he ran away. Am I exaggerating?
I've heard I've heard from several police officers who were talking to me that, yes, there was a sergeant that failed to act, gave his gun away. Supposedly I heard the other day that they're covering it up by saying there was a medical episode with them, and that's a cover-up. I asked Metro to respond in an email. They never respond to me because they don't respond to me at all, and he's not the only one I heard. He's not the only one. And by the way, I mean, they cover these things up a lot because there was a shooting at the Ross Dress Shop back at the end of last year near Blue Diamond Road. And the outcome of that was there was a cop getting shot at. He fired back. He hit the guy. The guy didn't die. And the cop's car that rolled in, he decided he was going to take off and not back his guy up. They fired him. And they also fired the lieutenant. Now, listen, this has never made the news out here. I don't know how you could do this, and people don't find out about it. I find out about it because people talk to me, but nobody picks it up in Vegas. It's just unbelievable.
I assume the people talking to you are Vegas cops, right? Cops on the beat who can't believe that this stuff goes on and nobody bothers to question it, right?
Yeah. They're Las Vegas Metro Cops. Those are my sources for 2 years. That's where I get my information from law enforcement. I mean, it's unbelievable. How does this guy not know that Route 91, he thought it was a nightclub in the Mandalay Bay? I mean, that tells something about
the Doug, we got to run. You know the limitations of radio. We're out of time. We're headed for national TV now. I'm going to ask Andrew, Paul, and my booker to get you on national TV in the next week. We'll have you again make a return appearance because the story is just amazing. How did the cops not know there was a three-day festival with 20,000 people with high-rise perch positions for a shooter that could aim at them, and no one told SWAT? Amazing. Thanks, Doug Papa.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.